I was hoping to expect, not to hear too much gunfire. That happens. Yeah, you hear it a lot over here, though.
Yes, we are live. This is your boy PDP. Got the motherfucking heat. Next up, it's my boy Jay Randall, live from Iraq, bringing you the war report. Listen up, baby. Sponsored by Live Source Media. Get up, get out, and get live. Let's listen in, baby. Holla at your boy.
Having brought freedom to Iraq, America will make sure that freedom succeeds in Iraq. So I've asked Congress to provide an additional $25 billion for a contingency reserve fund that can be used for ongoing operations in Iraq. I have pledged, as has the Secretary of Defense, to give our troops everything that is necessary to complete their mission with the utmost safety.
Yeah, so what's going on, baby? We're live with Jay Randall, the war report. Oh man, talk to me, Jay Randall. Why did you decide to go out there?
Well, I came out here to make some money and to do my song and to be more close into my music. A lot of my music is dealing, it's writing about the military and about the troops. So being out here and being next to them, I could really relate to it and I could write better.
Okay, so how long have you been there?
A little over a month.
Okay. So, were you scared before you went out there?
No, not really. Not too scared. Okay. If anything, I was a little nervous.
Really?
Scared, no.
What were you hoping to expect?
Totally natural. Good working environment. I was hoping to expect, not to hear too much gunfire.
Really?
That happens. Yeah, you hear it a lot over here, though.
So there's a lot of gunfire and a lot of bombs going off. Now tell us a little more about your job. What are you doing?
I'm fixing generators. I'm a generator mechanic. I work alongside with the military. And they basically, what Congress did was they're taking all the troops and having them do most of the security and everything. And they're paying all these civilian companies, contractors, to do all the mechanical work and all the, so the troops could be more on the front line.
Oh, okay. So basically, they're sending troops to secure you, so you can rebuild Iraq.
Yes.
Now, as far as the work day goes, tell us a little bit about how is the day. What's the day to day operations?
Day to day is, wake up at 6, go to work, turn wrenches all day, talk amongst the troops, and fix gear and get it out to them, and get off around 7 o'clock at night, then hit the gym, and go to the chow hall and write my songs, do my music. I'm an artist.
Right, okay. So basically, you've mentioned that you've... Alright, so let's talk about the videos that you've recorded. There's a couple of educational videos that you got going on, where you show us exactly, how the war is going on and what kind of things, as far as the, the military
the
base.
Humvees, the armor.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, one of them was about the new armor. It's pretty good. It blocks RPGs, rocket propelled grenades, and a lot of secures the vehicle. It's about 2.5 inches thick of armor, and I pretty much explain in the video.
Yeah, you can check out the videos. YouTube, search Jay Randall 99. Do you recommend this job to anyone, or can anybody do it, or just select few? Do you have to be, do you have to have some kind of skill, or do you need to, at least not have any fear?
Different jobs paid different. I mean, if you got a skill, of course, you're going to get paid a little bit more than if you don't. But if you do come out here, you pretty much, a lot of salaries are the same, whether, you're fixing, equipment for the military, or you're just here for morale. Just there's a lot of jobs that don't require skill that anybody can pretty much get if you're willing to come out here, and it's pretty safe in being in the green zone. I'm gonna stay safe out here. I'm just gonna keep doing my thing, working and doing my music. You know, that's my main focus right now. You know, supporting troops as well.
Give me a second, all right? All right. So, big shouts out. Anybody you want to shout out before you know we?
Give a shout out to Just a Wilder Production. My boy Black Moses. Give a shout out to my man Reason. Just got married. Affiliation. Well, first I want to give a shout out to you, PP.